Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. My mission in life is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness.
Today, we're talking about that old fear, the fear of the farm call, and the five steps to overcome those fears. Well, Jody was calling me from the prospect's parking lot, a bit nervous to make her first call on a prospect all alone. She had phoned just to talk for a few minutes. It didn't take long to realize the anxiety around this call had been building with Jody for the last day or so. My initial reaction was to just shrug it off as a new person jitters and tell her to just pull herself together and get in there for the appointment. And the truth is, I might have even led with that advice. But it was clear, though, that the anxiety was pretty intense as Jody was thinking of leaving and not even making the call on the prospect. She had been on territory for about a month or more, learning the business of selling to both ag retailers and direct to farmers. And most of that time had been on ride-alongs with either myself or other members of the sales team. Now, this was the time that had come for her to take off on her own and solo on a sales call. It had been a few years since I made my first solo sales call, so I forgot how nervous you can get on them. Honestly, the call from her surprised me, as Jody had more experience in ag retail business than most new sales reps. Deciding to back up and take a breath for a moment, we went through some typical coaching methodology. We reviewed her preparation for the call. We reviewed the reason the prospect gave her the appointment in the first place. We reviewed how she prepared with a game plan for the call with objectives, solid questions to get her into the info needed to reach those objectives, and all the collateral marketing material she would need. We also discussed how well she knew the products in the industry. The impromptu coaching seemed like it helped a little to calm her nerves as she finally decided to get out of her car and call on the ag retailer. She promised to call me right afterward and let me know how it went, assuring me she was somehow going to mess it all up. Knowing if things went bad, I would get a call in about 15 minutes. To my surprise, it took over an hour before I received her call. It had went better than expected. Jody uncovered a couple of newer pieces of information that she would work on to sell them. In summary, a moderate level of confidence was shining through, and certainly the enjoyment that she didn't mess it all up. Fears. We all have them. We all deal with them in our own way. Because selling involves so much human interaction, fears multiply in many of the activities we are expected to do. Included in our regular fears, we have an added component of social anxiety involved. Here are some examples of that social anxiety. Fear of cold calling. It's that awkward moment when you have to break the ice in person or over the phone. Will they accept me, or am I being intrusive? Fear of public speaking. Often we are given the opportunity to say a few words. This could be paralyzing for some as they try to say just the right thing. Learn to see these as golden opportunities to introduce yourself, build a little on your personal brand, and promote your company. Well, there's the fear of looking like we are incompetent. And this is a strong one for new beginners. One that comes out all the time at different times. First, realize you will not know it all, even after years and years of being in the business. You will not have all the answers. Learn as much as you can and ask questions when you run out of knowledge. Then there's the fear of being too salesy. Well, surprise, surprise, your customer knows why you're there. I say this often throughout my workshops because too often I see salespeople trying not to be salesy by evading the process. Well, get over this fear by realizing that your customer knows why you're there. So get to the point, let them know what you want from them to do, which is a call to action, then deal with the objections or discussion afterwards. Another anxiety that comes out, or fear, is asking prying questions, or the fear of asking prying questions. This is one area where you are going to have to develop a good to intuition as to how much you can pry into the customer's business versus not. You can see my blog on how to ask high-value questions of grain farmers, livestock producers, and ag buyers on my webpage. Fear of calling on big accounts. Yes, we all have it, that inner fear dialogue that says, they are so much more knowledgeable than I am. They look so busy. How could I possibly add value to their operation? The inner dialogue keeps going on and on in your head as you simply drive your pickup right past the driveway. Readjust your thought process. Here's the deal. I enjoy meeting these individuals. They have figured out how to grow their business beyond others. I have so many questions when I meet them that it's difficult to control the urge to just rivet them with questions. Think of it this way. Which would you rather be, the most knowledgeable person in a room or the least knowledgeable person in a room? While it might feel good to your ego to be the most knowledgeable, we will learn and grow the most in a room full of more knowledgeable people than us. Well, let's get down to some of the tactics. Here are five tactics for taming your selling fears. Number one, do a pre-call plan. Learn as much as you can beforehand about your prospect. Try Google, LinkedIn, industry information, internal files if they did business with you before, your peers that have been around for a while, other company reps that might call on the prospect. Get your homework done. Develop a one page to leave behind. Even for an initial call, it helps to have something in hard copy for the prospect to look at after you're gone. Write out a few bullet points on your key topics you aren't reading from your notes, or so you aren't reading from your notes. Prepare some good, appropriate questions and write them down. Ensure you write them down. Trust me, when you get nervous in front of the prospect, you will be glad you have them written down and you can refer back to them. Number two, review and reflect. Just take a moment to calm down and take stock of what you have to offer, products, services, and advantages over your competitors. Think through the steps you will go through on this call. I kept a small cheat sheet of the major sales steps in my planner that I reviewed right before a sales call. During this review, review the questions you want to be answered on this call. And lastly, review the end game you want for the call or your goal of the or the purpose of the call. Is it to get another appointment? Is it to present a product? Is it to gain information? What do you want out of this call? Last step on review and reflect, think through why the customer or prospect gave you the appointment in the first place. If that's different than your goal, you will need to explain that to them right away in the discussion, or you're going to sound like you asked them for the appointment for one reason and then you did something different. Okay, step number three on taming your fears, be yourself. And this is self-explanatory. Realize that you are at a stage of your career, knowledge, and skill level. You have prepared as best you can. You don't have to be perfect. Just be interested in getting better and learning from each sales call. Step number four to taming your fears, ask questions. It helps to have a natural sense of curiosity, but if you don't, it also helps to have some questions written out for you in case you get stuck or get overly nervous. It may seem like a waste of time to prepare this way. However, you will be glad you did if you do get hit with the fear of not knowing what to discuss on the call. Okay, last step to taming your fears. Close and follow up. Be very strong and prepared to do these two steps, which is close, which is ask for the next step in the process, and then follow up with how you're going to get back together again. Above all else on your call, you will eventually have to bring it to a summation by closing and then figuring out how to follow up the call. I like to spend a lot of time on the follow-up in my training workshops for two reasons. First, typical programs spend very little time on it, so people tend to be weak in follow-up skills. Secondly, very few customers buy on the first call. Those that do, you might be one a little cautious about their credit. So figuring out how to come back for the second, third, fourth, or 20th sales call gets to be a challenge. Most of the time, your follow-up points will be uncovered during a good sales call, where information is flowing back and forth between you and the customer. But sometimes we don't have these good sales calls. Don't leave follow-up to chance or ad lib it or, you know, wing it. Have an idea going into the call on what areas you want to come back for the next appointment. Well, as with any fear management discussion, you soon realize that your Facing your fears and doing what you are afraid of will bring you the valuable experience you need. Soon these fears will seem so distant and trivial that you learn to laugh at yourself at how much you worried about them. Now don't get too comfortable though, as you will replace those thoughts with a whole new set of fears. That's sort of the way we're wired. Once we solve one fear, we look for the next thing to worry about. So keep this blog handy. You may need it more than once. And send it to that salesperson you know that needs reassurance.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to being the best ag sales professional you can be. If you ever have topics you'd like to hear about, or if you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please reach out. We're always looking for new ideas and new guests. And as always, you can access more blog articles and training opportunities on my website at gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.